welcome, everyone. I'm really excited to be here with you. Gary and I are looking forward to talking to you and being with you today.
Hello, everyone. It's so good to be with you again. And, of course, to talk about the things that are most significant to talk about, what you're experiencing, what you can learn from it in order to become more aware and more responsible and free yourself from the fears that have controlled you in the past and create more constructively in the future. That's creating authentic power. And we love to talk about that. And we're going to talk about it today, of course, but from another perspective. Is there anything you'd like to share before we start, beloved?
Well, I'm just really excited. In fact, Gary and I are getting ready to go to leave for New York tomorrow, and we're going to be there doing a couple of events and doing some other things while we're there, and we're really looking forward to it. We'll be doing an event on Long Island, which a number of people on this call are going to be coming to. I'm really excited about it. That'll be on the 18th, and it's a charity event that Gary's going to be speaking at, so we're really excited to support this charity. And also we're doing an event in New York City on the 19th, and we're just so excited to be doing that too and being with everyone, whoever we see in New York. We always love going there, always love visiting.
And, of course, you can all of this is on the website. I think it's under events. So
Hope
to see you there if you're
and
in
then
that
we'll
area.
And then we'll be in L.A. on December 3rd. So we're excited about that, too. I don't know if that's on our website yet, but we'll make sure it is. We're excited about that, too. So those are some of the things that I wanted to talk about. In fact, it has to do with enjoying. How do you enjoy yourself when you're visiting people, when you're away? But more importantly, how do you enjoy yourself every moment? How do you enjoy yourself with the things that you don't really want to do, or you think you a person you don't want to see? How do you enjoy yourself? So, beloved, can we talk about that for a bit?
Look at it this way. If you're not enjoying yourself, then you're experiencing a frightened part of your personality.
Well, that's simple.
Yes, it's that simple. And as you begin to apply what you know about authentic power, or if you're new to it, as you begin to recognize that your personality has parts of it that are just so blissful and delightful to be in, like gratitude and appreciation and contentment. And it also has parts of your personality that are painful to be in, such as anger, impatience, resentment. Well, when you're in one of those parts, which we are calling parts that originate in fear or frightened parts of your personality, then you can't enjoy yourself. You won't enjoy yourself because frightened parts of your personality don't know that experience, can't conceive that experience. Pardon me. And so, in order to enjoy yourself when you're in a frightened part of your personality, you have to do something about the frightened part of your personality because it's doing things about you. It's imposing its thoughts on you.
Now, I do want to say something, beloved, about enjoying yourself. Sometimes people think they're enjoying themselves, and sometimes you see people and they look like they're enjoying themselves, but it really, I just want to say that sometimes they're kind of manic and they're dancing or they're doing stuff. You know, they're doing things that look like they're having a good time, but it always depends on the intention.
Oh, I see. Yes, Linda has a really good point. There's a difference between happiness and joy. For example, you can be experiencing a frightened part of your personality that is striving to manipulate others in the world to be the way it wants them to be. For example, you want to get a boyfriend or a girlfriend, or you want to get a job, or you want to make money, or you want something, and you get it, then you're happy. But that happiness depends on what's happening around you. It depends on the external world. When we talk about joy, we're not talking about an experience inside of you that feels good that depends on what's happening in the world. We're talking about igniting an experience of joy in you, of fulfillment, of appreciation, of excitement about being alive, of the sheer pleasure of being with other souls. And this is an experience that is not dependent on the world outside of you. This is what we're talking about when we say, how to enjoy yourself. How do you do that? Well, as you know and have experienced, joy does not spring into being because you desire it, or even because you intend it. The first step in enjoying yourself is trust. The first step in enjoying yourself is trust. Trust in what? The basic issue of trust is trusting that the universe always supports you in your spiritual growth. If you're trusting what your friend or your spouse or your partner or your child or your boss or your employee is going to do, that's not a big enough platform to put your trust on, because it's going to change. It's like building on sand.
Because your boss or your child or your neighbor or your friend might be in certain parts of their personality.
Yes, and there will be times when they will be.
Yes.
And no one can know what another personality will choose. No one can even know what you will choose, love or fear, as you encounter the circumstances of your life. The only thing that you can trust, that you can put your trust in, that is big enough, solid enough, immovable enough to put your trust in, is the universe. Trust that the universe always supports you in your spiritual growth.
So in other words, anything that's happening in your life is there to support you.
Correct. Correct. And you can't relax without trusting in the universe. Try that out sometime. When you're not trusting the universe, see how much you can relax. There'll always be some tension. There'll always be a bracing. There'll always be a preparation for what's coming. These are experiences of frightened parts of your personality. And without relaxing, you cannot do your best. When you're relaxed, when you're trusting the universe, that's when you can do your best. Because you're not distracted in any way by frightened parts of your personality. And without doing your best with the intention of love, there can be no joy. So now, this is the thread. The question is, how to enjoy yourself? In order to enjoy yourself, first, trust in the universe. Trust that whatever you encounter supports your spiritual development. That will allow you to relax. That's the only thing that really can. And relaxing will allow you to do your best. Doing your best with the intention of love is pure joy. That's how it happens. There's lots of ways of looking at it, but we suggest for this call, and until the next call, you look at it this way. In order to begin the process of trusting the universe, ask yourself, how can I trust the universe? What would that look like? How can I apply the intention to trust the universe today, right now? Well, start this way. Or, if you think of a better way, experiment with that. But you can go through the things that you desire to do or need to do, or that you're thinking about doing, and ask your intuition as you think of each one, how can trusting that the universe supports me in my spiritual development, no matter what I encounter, affect your experience of doing these things? You may not be able to leap from fear to trust in a single bound. So you can begin in ways that are easy to handle. For example, ask yourself how you can trust the universe in terms of things that appear small. How can you look at these things very differently? How would you see them differently if you trusted that the universe supports you in your spiritual development, no matter what you encounter, or more specifically, through whatever you encounter? whether it is a call that you have to make or a task that you've given yourself or an interaction with your child or spouse, ask yourself these questions as you approach each of these things and remind yourself that they are not energetically small at all. Each time you do this, ask yourself what the thing would look like to you if you trusted the universe. How would you feel if you trusted the universe while you were doing it? Imagine as you do this that you are planting a seed. Then imagine yourself planting another seed. Each time you plant a seed, ask your intuition again, how can I apply trust in the universe to this small thing? Listen for an answer, and be patient because it may not come when you expect it to or when you want it to, but it will come. Wanting to control comes from frightened parts of your personality. These parts are not capable of trusting the universe. In fact, no frightened part of any personality is capable of that.
So what I'd like you to do, Gary really led us through a beautiful little exercise here. So if there's a way that you can close your eyes, if not, that's okay too. But I just want to go over all of that again because I have a feeling something is going to come up for you that will help you to support you in being able to enjoy things that you are not enjoying right now in your life. So I'm going to go through the questions again. So have something in mind that you just pick out something, recall something that you don't enjoy. Something in
or
your
a task, or something you're going to do today or you want to do today, but you don't
right.
really feel joy at the idea of doing it.
You don't really...
Maybe you don't feel anything.
You don't want to do it.
Or you're not aware of what you're feeling.
Mm-hmm. So what Gary said is to...
If you're not aware of what you're feeling, by the way, that's an indication that a frightened part of your personality is doing the feeling for you, and you'd rather not get involved in that, in the fear of that part of your personality.
So we said to start small. So maybe something today that you don't want to do or something you resisted yesterday. So just look at that. Begin to look at that and see. Ask yourself, how can I trust the universe in terms of this small thing that I'm resisting or that I don't want to do? How can I look at it differently? How would I see it differently if I trusted the universe? Ask your intuition that. And remind yourself, this isn't small. This is you planting a seed to begin to change things that appear not enjoyable. So imagine that you're seeing that if you trusted the universe and you are trusting it, that this begins to change the way you see it, because it will. See yourself planting the seed. And if you don't see that, then ask your intuition. Be patient. See how you could enjoy, you could actually trust. And remember these parts of your personality that aren't enjoying themselves aren't capable of trusting the universe. As Gary said, in fact, no frightened part of your personality is capable of that. see what comes. See how you can see it differently. That small thing that you don't really think about usually as a frightened part of your personality. So when you're ready, if you did have your eyes closed, go ahead and open them and just see what came to you, see what comes, and how you can, just even in this day, in a small way, change something that you weren't going to enjoy to something that is enjoyable. In fact, you're trusting the universe that is being offered to you for your spiritual growth. And I'd love to hear what you're experiencing. So raise your hand by pressing 1 on your keypad if there's something that came to you, something that you can see where you could be trusting the universe. Just raise your hand by pressing 1 on your keypad if there's something, because Gary and I really want to get into a discussion with you. We have more to say, but we want to talk to you about this, because the idea of trusting the universe isn't the easiest thing to grasp. So what is it that you would like to share about your experience? Just raise your hand by pressing 1, and would love to hear what comes to you. Okay, I'm going to call on Suha. Suha, what came to you?
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Gary.
Hi, Suha.
Good to be with you.
Yes.
So this discussion is what I was thinking about this morning. So I feel like, wow, the universe is already supporting me. I have had, I've had frightened parts that just feel kind of dull or numb, like day to day, just in general, this lack of enjoyment or excitement for life. And this morning I realized that it was a frightened part of my personality. And when I just closed my eyes and I was listening to you speaking, what came to me is that maybe life is helping me change the pace that I do things in, because I think what you touched on just a little bit ago was probably very true for me, actually is true, is that manic kind of joy or happiness, right? I'm go, 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 and that was happiness. And now I'm shifting to a slower, calmer pace, and it's an adjustment for my frightened parts, right? So that's probably why they're so coming up stronger right now.
So it's activating them.
Yes, activating them. And so thinking about that, or, you know, how is the universe supporting me, what came to me is the universe is guiding me to a different pace instead of being manic, to be, you know, more settled and more content. And just having that thought shifts me into my loving part.
Beautiful. What a beautiful, because it sounds like you're really experimenting with doing things differently.
Yeah,
of course,
I am.
Right. Yeah, and of course, frightened parts are going to come up, aren't they? They're not happy about that because they're not doing what they want.
Exactly. Thank you, yeah.
Well, congratulations. That's exciting.
It is
exciting. And the fact that you realize that it's a frightened part of you that's having you feel dull.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love that the first thing that came up in the call is, you know, what are you not enjoying? I was like, oh my God. That's what I was thinking about this morning.
Oh, perfect. Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate hearing from you today, Suha. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to call on Joe. So, Joe, we're going to unmute your microphone.
Hi.
Hi, Joe.
Can you hear me?
Hi.
So, I seem to be living in the frightened part a lot, and when I tried to do this exercise, I've been dating this one person, and we're kind of like on the way out, it seems like, and I wanted to text her the last few days, and she told me she was busy, so today I was going to text her, and I guess I kind of been coming from a place of fear of like, well, like what happens if she doesn't text me back, and it's kind of hard for me to switch to the point where the universe has something waiting for me, and coming from a loving part, even if she doesn't text back or we don't get back together. So I keep on going back and forth, like maybe I can live in the loving part for a little bit, but then my anxiety brings me right back, or my fear brings me right back. So that's kind of where I'm at right now in my life with a bunch of things.
Thanks, Joe. That's not an... I don't think there's anybody on the call or anybody in the world who couldn't be able to relate to what you're saying. But I'd like to clarify something. Instead of assuming that trusting in the universe means that there's something better than what you're experiencing now waiting for you after this is done,
mm-hmm.
when you trust that the universe is providing you moment by moment what is best supporting your spiritual development, you don't have to wait for that to happen. It's happening right now. Right now, what's happening is that you'd like somebody to respond to a text. You'd like somebody to do a lot more than that, but to take you into her life or to be a partner. And that doesn't seem to be happening.
Yeah.
And you're asking, well, if I trust the universe, when am I going to get the good part of my life happening? Good part of it's happening. This is what trust in the universe means. It means looking at what is happening to you now. Even now, as you're wanting to be texted back, as you're wanting this person to be a different way in the world than she is, it's opening to the idea that precisely that, is what in this moment can best support your spiritual development. So as you explore what I'm saying, you'll begin to see things perhaps in a different light. You'll begin to ask yourself, how can this pain or this disappointment or this wanting things to be different be a support to me in my spiritual development? And one thing you might consider is that all of these things, emotional pain, wanting the world to be different than it is, are all experiences of parts of your personality that come from fear. And they control them unless you can see them, unless you can see that these experiences belong to them but not to the unchangeable ground of your being. And you can step back from these experiences and recognize that they are the experiences of a frightened part of your personality, and you don't need to be controlled by them. You can begin to reach for healthier parts of your personality, like the parts that are appreciative or grateful, content or caring or patient or in awe of the universe. So the short of it is this: if you trust that the universe is supporting you in your spiritual development and everything you do, excuse me, it doesn't mean trusting that it's going to make you feel better in the next moment. It means that in this moment you are given experiences that can help you grow spiritually, that your life is a spiritual endeavor, and this is part of it. How can you learn from these painful experiences that you're having now? How can you learn in ways that will help you become more inwardly secure, inwardly whole, inwardly healthy, so that you're not dependent upon the world to make you happy, but that you begin to explore, you might say, inner sunshine, That's joy. That's alignment of your personality with your soul. And that's what you do as you create authentic power. And we've just touched on how you do that.
Mm-hmm. So good to have you on the call. Thank you for asking. I really appreciate you asking.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye. Bye-bye.
I think we could take one more, and then we're going to go on. So I'd like to, let's see, so many people call on. Let's call on Elizabeth. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Great. The example that I wanted to share of trusting the universe with something that I did not or I didn't enjoy, but trying to incorporate your exercise of envisioning myself being able to, instead of not trust it or not enjoy it, to trust the universe that I am enjoying it and it will turn out for my best support, for my spiritual growth. The exercise really did kind of expose a frightened part of my personality that was convincing myself, okay, it'll come out to the best for you. It will come out, quote unquote, good instead of bad if you just go through the process. But it really is not about it being good or bad. It's about being present in the experience and understanding that just by being present, you know, that's a frightened part of my personality does not want me to even be present enough to experience it. And so the frightened part of my personality is like, well, it's going to turn out good if you just check out and just go with the flow. You just, you know, you're trusting that everything is going to be all right. But actually I'm realizing that that was like a frightened part of my personality actually distancing me or allowing it to be triggered and active to kind of just go along with the program and not really check in and be present for what I'm experiencing to help me grow spiritually, to help me address the frightened part, to actually physically feel the sensations of what I'm going through. So that's the example that I have, because I'm going through the process of, you know, actually purchasing another car because I was in a car accident and my car was totaled. So I kind of was using it in a very practical way when we were walking through the exercise, and it was initially something that I was not looking forward to or feeling as though I would not enjoy. So when I tried to then look at it from the perspective of, okay, I'm going to trust the universe, this is going to be fine, I found the frightened part of my personality kind of jumping in immediately and saying, yeah, just go with the flow, it'll be fine, it'll be good. But it's not about that. It's about being present and feeling it, whether it's a quote-unquote good feeling or bad feeling, but being present with it. So that was the example that I was going to share.
Elizabeth, you have covered so many wonderful things.
Gary, I can't hear you if you're talking.
Oh, I was talking and I had my little mute switch on. Thank you, Elizabeth. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Oh, good, good. Okay, when you were exactly right when you said, okay, I'm going to buy my car, I'm just going to go with the flow, I'll buy the first one that pops up or the first one that attracts me without feeling if I'm in a frightened part or a loving part, that's not a recipe for a constructive experience. When we say that the universe is always supporting you in your spiritual development in the moment, it doesn't mean that things are going to turn out, will always be turning out, just the way parts of your personality want them to. It means they will always be turning out in a way that is most supportive of your spiritual development. So what's happened now is that you've been in an accident, you'll need another car, and you're in the process of getting one, and you're thinking that a frightened part of your personality, which you've correctly identified, says, yeah, just go with the flow, everything's going to be fine. There was a song, I think, I've forgotten a long time ago, said, oh, pardon me. Linda's telling me that our time is limited. I'll tell you about the song later. But the point is, you have to do your best. You have to be aware. You have to be aware of the intention that you hold when you're engaging in an activity, because that intention is going to create your consequences, the consequences that you will experience. And if those consequences are not what a part of your personality wants, then a part of your personality that desires the world to be different will become activated, and that is a frightened part of your personality. And whatever you encounter will help you recognize frightened parts of your personality so that you can challenge them, experience them and challenge them, recognize them, move beyond their control, and also experience loving parts of your personality when they're active so that you can cultivate them, recognize them, and reach for them when you're challenging a frightened part of your personality. So I wanted to make that clear, that when we say the universe is always supporting you, it doesn't mean that it's always delivering to you everything that a frightened part of your personality wants. In fact, it will not do that. It will do what activates that frightened part of your personality so that you can explore it, recognize it, not be frightened of it in the future, move beyond its control, and choose intentions of love. And you also said at one point, well, so I'll just know that by trusting the universe, I'm enjoying this experience even though I'm not. That's not so. If you're not enjoying an experience, you're not enjoying it. And that means a frightened part of your personality.
And you're also not trusting.
Yeah. And yes, and it also means that you're not trusting the universe.
Because you can still have a frightened part active and be trusting the universe. You can feel it, in other words, in your body as a physical sensation and still trust the universe.
That,
this is happening for my growth and I'm going to challenge this part.
This is the heart of creating authentic power. When frightened parts of your personality are activated and you experience their pain, judgment, criticism, need for the world to be different, that is the time you can step back from them enough to recognize these experiences as coming from a frightened part of your personality and choose not to be controlled by them, not to react with fear again, which means act unconsciously again, but choose instead to respond with love, even while you're feeling the fear. That's creating authentic power. And as you do that repeatedly, you begin to move beyond the control of that part of your personality. It still returns. It's still painful. It still thinks its thoughts. But it does. They don't penetrate you as they did before. They're more like the experiences of water running off the feathers of a duck. You recognize them. There it is again. You challenge it again. And you're free. You're free to create constructive consequences by responding with love instead of acting in fear. Is that clear?
Elizabeth, is that clear to you? Maybe you're on mute.
Yes.
Oh, good. Good. Well,
yes,
let me ask you this. I hope it's helpful to you as well.
Oh, it is very helpful. Yes.
Okay. Wonderful, Elizabeth. Great to hear your voice today.
This is going to make quite a transformation in your car shopping, isn't it?
Not only in my car shopping, but in everybody that I'm going to interact with.
Yes, that's it exactly. The car shopping is just the experience, and the need to car shop is the experience the universe is giving you to support you in your spiritual development.
That's right. Everything is that.
Yes.
That's...
Yes.
Thanks so much, Elizabeth.
You're welcome.
Okay. So I wanted to go back to that point you were making, beloved, earlier about every time that you trust the universe, you're imagine yourself planting a seed.
Every time you look at something that's in your life, whether it appears small or large, you can imagine that you are planting a seed. And as the seeds begin to grow, they create what you might think of as a field of trust. But you must plant the seeds before the field can come into being and grow. It's an energetic field, an energetic field. It's a field of energy. This way you don't need to worry about creating the entire field in a single morning. It's enough to plant seeds and to continue to do that. With each seed you plant, you'll come more and more to think in terms of trust. Trust that whatever the universe is providing you in the moment supports you in your spiritual growth. And then you can ask yourself, and you will begin to ask yourself more and more often, how can I apply trust that the universe is doing this, supporting me in my spiritual growth in this experience? How can I apply that to what I'm about to do? Mm-hmm. What would what I am about to do look like if I trusted that? What would I'm about to do feel like if I trusted that? The universe is supporting me in my spiritual development by offering me this experience. What would be an appropriate action if I trusted the universe? Be with these things.
Absolutely.
Make this your intention today, this evening and tonight, and for as long as you desire. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself even when frightened parts of your personality become activated and distract you with their pain and discomfort and fear and judgments and criticisms from cooperating with others and with the universe. When you trust the universe, you're creating with it. Creating with the universe is joy.
Indeed, indeed. So what we want to do now is, first I want to say a few things about, again, just to remind you, we're going to be in New York and on an event in Long Island that's on our website on the 18th of November and one in Manhattan on the 19th of November. And also in L.A., and I think that one is on the website. If it's not, it will be soon, or we'll send you out.
I think it's the first weekend in December.
Yeah, on the 3rd. We'll be sure and send you information if it's not on the website yet. And let you know that the October last month's call that we had, Authentic Power and Government, is posted on the website now, the Life School website, just so you know. And we'll be getting together on the 16th of November next month, December 16th, for our holiday call. So what we want to do now is...
By the way, when Linda says holiday call, you know, you can look at holiday, and it's H-O-L-I-D-A-Y. I would say, and we do say, look at it as holy day call. So what would a holy day call be? Would it be like something you hear in a church? Would it be a sermon? Would it be preaching? Not at all. Holy days aren't like that. Holy days are miracles. So we'll have a holy day call, just like this is a holy day call, but we'll look at it from that perspective.
Okay, so we I know not everyone got a chance to speak yet, but we still are planning to take more questions. So you can keep your hands up. And what I'd like to do, though, is put you into groups. You are put into groups of probably three or four right now. And so what's going to happen during this time, we're going to go into what Gary and I have been talking about this morning about enjoying yourself. So we're going to do that in just a moment. So what I'm going to have you do is I really encourage you to stay on the call. to stay and do this group exercise so that you can really get the most benefit. And then after that, we're going to be taking more questions. We're going to be talking a little bit more after the exercise that you have. So go ahead and I'm going to, in a moment, unmute the microphones. And when I do, you're going to be in a group of three or four, and you'll only be able to hear each other. So if this is your first time on the call, you'll know that you'll meet a group of three or four other people, and you'll be able to say hello. And that's what I want you to do. I just want you to say hello. And when you say hello, then and just say, well, I'm gonna go first in the exercise, and the second person say hello, and I'm gonna go second in the exercise, just so everyone will know what's happening. So when we do the actual exercise, you'll have already met each other.
What about saying hello, where you're from, and I'll go first or second?
They can do
so
that.
So that everyone will know
where
a
person is.
Yeah, there might be some
surprises
there.
That'd be great. Sure, but you only have a minute to do it for all four of you, so be sure you do it quickly. So that's just say those things, because the exercise is the main part that we want to have you appreciate. So I'm going to go ahead and ring the chime, and when I do, that'll mean that your microphones are unmuted, and don't be shy. Say who you'll be in your small group. Say your name, where you're from, and you'll go first, or you're going to go second, whatever it is you want to say. But it'll be, you'll be one, two, three, or four, so say that. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and unmute the microphones now, and when I do, you'll know, because I'll ring the chime, and that means you can speak to people. So begin now. You'll have a minute for all four of you to speak. Okay, everyone, I hope you had time to introduce yourselves, but if not, you'll be able to do it later. You're on mute now. So what I want to do is start this exercise. So if you can, close your eyes, and if it's safe. If it's not, of course, don't do that. And then just rest for a moment, if possible. And I want you to recall a time when you did trust the universe. Just remember that time. You knew you trusted. You were certain you had trust in the universe. You knew that everything that was happening just the way it needed to for your growth. Remember how you felt. Now think about an area of your life that you are not enjoying. Let one area particularly come up. It can be very small. It doesn't have to be a big thing. Small thing. But you're not enjoying it. And ask yourself, how would trusting the universe support you in this area? Ask that. In fact, ask yourself, how can I trust that the universe is supporting me in my spiritual growth when I'm not enjoying myself now in this area of my life? Now, how would you see this differently if you were trusting the universe? Open to that. See what comes to you. Okay, take a deep breath. Take a deep one. And just see what, just allow things to keep coming to you. And if you have your eyes closed, open them. And prepare yourself to share with your someone in your group, all your group. And so what I'm going to do is give you each a minute to share with each other. And we'll start with the first person. And the first person, what I want you to do is share, when you were trusting the universe, share with your partners, when you were trusting the universe, what it felt like. And then what did you discover about the universe supporting you in your spiritual growth when you were not enjoying yourself? So share that too. Share both things. One, when you share, when you actually trusted the universe, and then how the universe can support you in areas, in an area that you're not enjoying yourself. So I'm going to go ahead and ring the chime, and that will mean that all your microphones are unmuted, and number one person will share, and then when a minute is up, I will ring the chime, and then you switch to the second person, and then the third and the fourth when I ring chimes. So I'm going to go ahead and unmute the microphones, and first person, go ahead and begin to share. You'll have a minute. Okay, switch to the second person now. You'll have a minute. Okay, go ahead and shift to the third person now. You'll have a minute. All right, switch to the fourth person in your group. And if you have three people in the group, if there's anything else you need to say, go ahead and do that for this minute. So one more minute. Here you go. Okay, everyone, I'm going to put you on mute just for a moment, and you can come back and talk to your group a moment later. But I just wanted to say a few things. Gary and I are, we'll get ready to leave the call. I thought we were going to have time. Maybe we'll have time for like one or two more questions. So if there's really something that you would like to share that you've been learning that is inspiring you, if you go ahead and raise your hand by pressing 1 on the keypad, and we'll see if we have time for one or two more possibly before we get off the line. And you'll be able to stay in your small groups, and you'll be able to continue talking with people in your groups once we're off the line. So is there anything that anyone feels that they would like to share with the whole group right now, and with Gary and I, or have a question or something you want to share, or some discovery you've made? If so, press 1 on your keypad and let us know.
Or if you raised your hand before and you didn't get answered, you could raise it again.
Okay, Marie, I'd like to take your question or your comment. Go ahead and unmute your microphone.
Hi, Gary and Linda. I am realizing that I'm in a situation with my family right now. My dad was in the hospital, and he fell, and he's now back home, and me and my sisters and my brother have set up things for my dad in order to help him get around. And my mom is taking care of him. And what's happening is there's a lot of resistance with my mom accepting our help as far as having people come into the home, helping out. And on the call, I've realized that it's a frightened part of my mom's personality that's coming up, and she's resisting the help. But what I'm also realizing is it's bringing up frightened parts of my personality. And I guess I didn't realize that before, but by her not accepting the help, it's putting the responsibility on me and my sisters and brother, I guess, to take care of my dad. So I don't know if that makes any sense, but it's a tough situation that we feel like we're all in.
Well, it's actually a really amazing situation, Marie, for you to get to see how the universe is supporting you and looking at any frightened parts of your personality that are coming up because of this. So you get a chance to challenge them so that you can truly trust that what's happening is for your spiritual growth. It's actually for everyone's, but they may not see it that way because they're in frightened parts of their personality.
So you've already recognized that, Marie, as your mother experiencing frightened parts of her personality and you experiencing a frightened part or frightened parts of yours. So now the question is what you will do. Will you react in fear, which means from an experience of powerlessness, which will generate anger or resentment, which has already been generated? Or will you respond with love? What could you do? This is a basic situation, isn't it? How do you remain in your integrity and act in the world with your integrity from love without using anger as a reason to express what you feel you need to do in your integrity or withdrawing and judging?
And without attachment to the outcome, to what other people are doing
and without
or not doing.
Precisely.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So one thing that you can do, Marie, is using the authentic power guidelines, especially the ones that have to do with communication, the communication and action section of the guidelines. I would highly recommend that you look at that and use those when you're interacting with your mom and with your family.
Do you have those, Marie?
I don't. I'll have to
download them. Yeah, you can download them from seedofthesoul.com.
Print them out. Look them all over. They will really support you. That's what Gary and I used to create Authentic Power. That's what we discovered in ourselves, that was our way of being able to create authentic power. And we wanted to share that with people, and so we've been sharing them with people for many years. Now they'll be very supportive to you.
All of those guidelines will.
All of them.
Linda was bringing your attention to the last section of them. There's commitment, courage, compassion, and conscious communications and actions. And that's what Linda was suggesting you take a look at.
Okay, we'll do that.
Okay, good, Marie. And let us know what happened, how things are going when we get on the call again this month. Thank you so much for your sharing. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. I want to call on... I don't know how to say your name. Greg?
Gregors.
Greg from Poland. Gregors.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
It's a little bit scratchy, but maybe we can hear it. Begin to speak again.
Okay. So I'd like to ask you about the problem or about the... about my energy center, like chest or solar plexus, because during the day or most of the day I feel like pain or I feel like not pleasant feeling from them, and I'm just wondering if it's about my thought that it's in a loop and I don't recognize it, it's unaware and it's still repeating, and that's why I feel like I have a, let's say, electrode connected to my chest, for example, to visualize the feeling that I feel all the time or during the day. It's like most time. So I'm just wondering if it's a thought or something else. Maybe you can help me with that.
So Gregors, we're going to answer briefly, but we can't hear you very well, so we'll just say what we thought we heard. And then if you could write us, too, at lifeschool@seatofthesoul, if you have any other comments or questions, and all of you, and we're inviting all of you to do that. So yes, beloved, what were you, you wanted to say something to Gregors?
Yes, Gregors, the pain or the discomfort that you're feeling in your chest area has to do with you. Circumstances in your life or situations have activated a part of your personality, and you're experiencing pain in your chest. Whenever you experience pain in certain areas, and your chest is one of them, that's your heart area, you know that a frightened part of your personality is active. And I couldn't hear you very well either, but I can suggest this, that you, anybody, will feel pain in that particular area. That's an energy processing center. In the East, it's called a chakra. You will always experience pain in that area if you are not sharing the love that you feel. You're closing it down, or you're holding it back, or you are not receiving the love that someone else is offering to you, and you're pushing it away. Both of those are painful experiences. I hope that's helpful to you, Gregors. And as Linda said, please, if you'd like to ask your question by email, please do that too, and I'll answer it again.
Absolutely.
On the video.
In case we didn't hear it very, very well. But anyway, thank you so much, Gregors, and everyone. And I know we didn't get a chance to answer everyone's question, but I really want to please email us at lifeschool@seatofthesoul. We want to answer questions. We want to make sure that you get your questions or comments. We want to hear what you have to say about what you're learning. So all of that will be very exciting to us. And we're going to be leaving the call now, but you can stay in your group as long as you'd like to share your insights about trust, relaxing, doing your best, and enjoying yourself. You can share about that, and we suggest that you do that because so many things may have come up during this call that you're having insights about that you want to share with each other. And what a better way than to practice using the authentic power guidelines, to practice creating authentic power, to practice how to be a spiritual partner with each other. So we're going to unmute your microphones, but I want to say one more thing. There may be other people that come into your circle. There are people that have been studying, and they support in circles sometimes. So they may come in and join in and say hello and join your circle. So don't be surprised if someone else is. And sometimes people drop off the line and then they come back in and they get put in a different place. So don't worry if people come on into your group. It's like that in life, right? We have people come in and out of our life. So this is the same. So really enjoy yourselves. Just like we said, learn how to trust the universe so you can totally enjoy yourself. And it's been a real joy to have be on the call with you.
Indeed it is. It's a joy to be with you again.
Absolutely. So we're going to unmute the mics. When you are unmuted, I'll let you know by ringing the chime, and then Gary and I will be leaving the call then. Okay. Blessings, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.